You are divine. Hello there, my beautiful authentic seekers, and welcome back to Divine Authenticity. Happy Monday. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Happy time zone, if you will. Today's episode I'm really excited about because it was actually a suggestion from one of y'all in the comments on Anchor. So first and foremost, I do want to give a little shout out to somebody on the Apple reviews. I was checking them today, and on February 21st, we actually got a new one. This one comes from Godzilla Prozillo. And they said, as a regular listener, each episode feels like an honest chat with your best friend. It is informative, engaging, and motivating. I always feel recharged in my body and soul, so the day feels manageable. So thank you so much, Godzilla, for that review. I really appreciate it. If you didn't know, my biggest goal for my business this year is to have this podcast reach 1 million listeners. It's just something I really want to see happen and actualize. And so far, we are at, I want to say the last time I checked, 187,000 listens. So we're getting there. We're making our way. And I would just encourage you to leave comments if you're on Spotify, share the podcast with somebody that you think would like it, or you can always leave reviews on Apple. I literally check the Spotify and Apple every single time I sit down to make a podcast, and I read over your reviews, and I like to give you all little shout outs because I love you so much, and I love that I get to show up and do this kind of work. It really, like, the podcast is, I always tell y'all that it is the place where all the context happens. So like Instagram is like pretty videos and pretty pictures, and my YouTube channel is mostly pick a cards, and I throw in like the authentic sit down chat every once in a while. And then I have like TikTok, which is like the fast, like that's just kind of like anything goes, right? But then the podcast is where all the context is. So if I ever post like a picture of food on my Instagram stories or something, you know I'm going to come to this podcast and I'm going to talk to you about that amazing self-care day that I had, right? So to me, the podcast is the context. It's where like all of the different things come together in one place. So I really love this space. I love what we have. And honestly, I hope we do reach 1 million people, but even if we don't, this project gives me such joy and such like pleasure to create it that I'm honestly really fulfilled just being here and doing the damn thing. So yeah, that's what I want to say on that. In any case, I hope y'all are having a fantastic start to your week. Let me set the stage for you. We haven't had a staged moment in a while. It is 5:20 p.m. The sun is still out, which is miraculous because I remember in like December, January, the sun was setting literally at 4 p.m. and I felt like it was dark and I was tired all the time. And now it's still been pretty rough this winter. Like we've had quite a few little snowstorms come through where I live, which nothing crazy, like the snow usually melts the same day, which thank the almighty goddess. I really appreciate that because when it comes to snow, I spent like 12 years living in Utah, and the last 2 years that I lived there, I feel like the magic of snow really died for me. Like I loved snow the first 10 years that I lived in it. And then the final two, I was like, you know, I think I've seen enough snow for my entire lifetime. And now I am just not for it right now. I also think that it's because I don't feel, if I could just be honest for a moment, I think a big part of the reason I don't really enjoy winter is number one, the house that I live in has an incredible outdoor space. Like it bothers me that I can't really use it. And I think this year, as we wind into winter again at the end of the year, I'm going to work to like really create a winterized outdoor space because I love being in nature. I love connecting with nature. It heals me. It makes me feel like I can thrive. And so when nature goes to sleep during the winter, it's hard. It's hard because I want to go outside and put my feet on the grass. I want to ground. I want to be outside enjoying the waterfront. I want to, you know, and when it's like 30 degrees or under, it's Fahrenheit, it's freezing. And I mean, yes, I could still like go and stand on the grass, but I also have Raynaud's, which is an autoimmune disease that you're very, very, very sensitive to cold. Like it makes my limbs like change colors and I lose blood flow in my limbs. So I can't really be exposed to extreme cold. I do feel like since moving to Washington, that has gotten better though. I think in Utah, it was significantly worse. I also think I was under a lot more stress and stress can be a trigger for it too. But in any case, I'm telling you all of these things because I feel like winter's been a little hard, especially this month. I feel like we've had more snow this month than we've had at any other point in winter. And I'm really just tired of it. But I also feel like I haven't really slowed down business-wise. And it makes winter less enjoyable when I feel like I can't slow down. I do feel like, on a positive note, that my husband and I, we've been working together now for almost a year. His anniversary, a year anniversary with like being my full-time editor, relationship manager, etc. His anniversary is coming up in April. And I do finally feel like we are starting to get it together. Like it's taken a year, but I finally feel like we have some consistency. We have some flow. We're producing videos on schedule. Everything is starting to feel like it's working, which feels awesome. So there are some like good things. And I do feel like when I have things scheduled out, when I'm consistent, when I'm ahead of work, when I'm not like making videos the day before they're supposed to go out, I feel like that really helps me to ease into the seasons a little bit more and relax and like in summer be up on my working girl shit and in winter be on my chill, relaxing, candlelit girl shit, you know? So I feel like it's definitely been a really weird winter. I feel like I've done a lot more hustling than I would like to, but I do feel like I'm coming to a place where spring is going to be really, really, really beautiful. I'm actually really looking forward to spring, and I hope to create some content around like Ostara, talking more about the rise of spring and how to really honor that time period in nature. Whether it's just like for yourself or if you're into witchcraft or not, I feel like that would be cool. Anyways, all of that aside, today, by y'all actually asking for this, I don't remember exactly who said it, but it was on somebody on Spotify said that you would really like a wellness favorites. And it's something that I've kind of had on the back burner since like it was mentioned to me. So I apologize if it was you, whoever is listening, that asked me for a wellness favorites and I don't remember who said it, but this is the response to that. The last time we did a wellness favorites, I want to say was back in September last year, which is really funny because the full moon is about to be in Virgo when I'm recording this. It hasn't happened yet, but we're encroaching on it like within the next week it's coming. And it will have already happened by the time you hear this, but the last time I made a wellness favorites was in Virgo season. So it's funny to me that it took like 6 months almost to create another one. And I really like went through my fridge, went through my skincare stuff, and really wanted to pull out things that I feel like I've been A, currently loving, or B, have been like a long-term favorite. And I feel like a lot of the stuff, not everything. I have a few like drink, snack, that kind of stuff. And I also have a lot of like really stuff to get you in the self-care mood. So if you feel like you've been needing that, especially as we're about to enter spring, I feel like at the turn of every season, I really like to kind of revitalize a new routine for myself based on what my energy levels are. And self-care is always something that I include in my routines because if you didn't know, I'm going to tell you a little tiny side story before we get into the wellness faves. This is something that I actively like advocate for because it was probably one of the hardest life lessons I've ever had to learn. And that is, if you think when you reach your dream life, when you like have the goal that you're trying to manifest, if you think that is when you're going to start prioritizing your peace and taking care of yourself, you're wrong. You have to start putting in that work right now, because then when you actualize that goal, you're still going to have all of the internal blockages that you're dealing with right now. All that time that you didn't make for yourself, you're going to have a really hard time mentally making it, even if all of your time is now available to you. You have to start creating pockets of peace, pockets of time where you're caring for yourself and giving yourself that grace. I don't care if it's 5 minutes of deep breathing every once in a while. You got to start giving yourself that time now. And as a workaholic, somebody who has like dealt with a lot of like not only being like a workaholic and like addicted to hustle culture, but as somebody that also like really has tied their worth to what they can produce, I need you to know that I have been through it with this shit. And the more and more and more I prioritize myself, letting myself do nice things for myself, the more deeply I actually fall in love with the current life that I have and the journey that I'm on. And one of my biggest goals for 2023, I don't know if I've even said this to you yet, is to have more good days than bad days. And this is something that I feel like is fully attainable. And in the past, especially as Saturn has been on my fucking natal Saturn for like 3 years now, we're about to exit it. By the time you hear this podcast, we'll actually have already left it, which thank goodness. I really have had to overhaul that and ask myself, like, what is the life that I desire? Because the outside now appears like I've achieved the dreams that I've been after, but the inside is all wrong. And I've really had to go on the deep dive of learning how to love and take care of myself. So I'm saying these things because I want you to know that, like, even if you're, and this isn't to like sell you on some shit, none of these things are sponsored. Like, these are just things that I actually love, that I actually use to take care of myself. And I just want you to know, if you're somebody that struggles with this, from one person that used to be there to somebody that might be there right now, you are so allowed to take care of yourself. And it's okay to spoil yourself. It's okay to, and what does that even mean? Spoil yourself. Like, really, let's redefine that. It's okay to give yourself pleasurable experiences. It's okay to buy the fucking bougie drink because it makes you feel good about yourself. Okay, leave it to the Taurus placements to always tell you to please yourself first. But in any case, I hope that tangent was helpful. Let's go ahead and dive into these wellness favorites. And I also love this list because some of the things that I'm going to talk about with you today, I am technically, when this is being recorded, I still haven't graduated, but I will be like, literally I'm weeks away from graduating with a certificate in nutrition, with holistic nutrition with emphasis on autoimmune diseases. And I feel like I have so much more knowledge on food, on wellness products, on what's actually worthwhile. And please know that just because I know these things and I advocate for certain things, I am not your nutritionist. I'm not your nutritionist. I don't know your medical history. I don't know what your body needs. So this is not me like telling you this is what you should absolutely do for your body. These are just things that some of them I've implemented for my body, knowing that I struggle with 3 different autoimmune diseases, and also somebody that has really recovered their relationship with like an unhealthy relationship with food and disordered eating. So not everything is about food today, but there are just some things that I am going to cover in that realm. And I feel like I have so much more to say. So the first thing is one that I can't even believe this is on my list, and I can't believe it's number one. Number one, I feel like I didn't want to get into this trend because I felt like it was just a trend. I was like, this is a trend. And then I actually learned about it in school, and it's not just a trend. It actually does do good things for you if your body needs it. And that is bone broth. Now, I strictly do not, and this is just a personal choice, I do not do beef broth. I don't eat red meat. And that is mainly because with my family history, I am more susceptible to heart problems. My grandmother died of congestive heart failure. My mom has had a series of heart attacks. Like, her sister has had to have her chest cut open, literally. I'm sorry if that was graphic. Her chest, like, and like be operated on because her heart was having issues. Like, it just, I really advocate for heart health for myself. So I don't even know if, like, personally, if beef bone broth makes a difference. I just choose not to have it because I feel like I just don't know if that's going to do good things for me. And most doctors, when you have heart problems, that's like the first thing they tell you to do is to cut back on red meat. So I just don't eat it and I don't drink it. Just personal preference though. Your heart might be in perfect condition and mine probably is, but I just don't mess with beef broth personally. Chicken on the other hand, love me some chicken bone broth. Now I will tell you, I'm a soup girl. Okay. I love a good soup. I love a good cozy moment, but like I was that kid that would just eat broth. Like, I think I even said this in a recent podcast. I was that kid at the dinner table as a kid that, like, if my family was done eating like all the noodles and stuff out of their soup, they would just give me their broth because they knew I wanted to drink it. I've always been a soup girl. I've always been a broth girl. When fucking Campbell's came out with their little soup cups on the go, you know my ass was begging my parents for that. I don't know if y'all remember when those became trendy, but bone broth, I love it. Now, I will say I like to add a few things to it. I like to add garlic powder, onion powder, ginger, and turmeric, and a little bit of pepper because pepper helps us to actually digest and bring the benefits of the turmeric in to our body. It like helps to activate it basically. And bone broth is really great for healing the gut. That's something that I've learned throughout school is that it's gentle on the gut. And I don't necessarily have a lot of gut issues. I do feel like I have an overactive metabolism sometimes. I wouldn't say that I struggle with IBS unless I have like really bad anxiety. It might be like anxiety induced IBS, but I do feel like, gut health, like we call our gut the second brain, right? So if we're taking good care of our gut, I believe truly that it can also help to improve our mental health. So I'm really in the business of taking care of my gut. This is why I also take a pre and probiotic. Like, I am big on honoring the gut. And I also, without saying too much, because it's not really my thing to say or talk about, one of my best friends in the whole world really struggles with a lot of gut issues. And having witnessed the difficulties that she has had to go through, I'm just like very conscious of how I treat my gut because I can see how things can destroy it over time. And not that any of it was her fault ever. Like, I honestly think sometimes it's just the unluck of the draw, but I'm very conscious of taking good care of my gut because of that. So bone broth is excellent. I like it in the morning because I noticed something about myself, and that is if I drink coffee on an empty stomach, number one, that's terrible for your hormones. It like can really skyrocket some shit first thing in the morning, get your cortisol up, and it can lead to imbalanced hormones. So, also, I've noticed that if I have coffee on an empty stomach, I get really terrible heartburn for the rest of the day. Same if I have more than one cup of coffee in a day. I get heartburn if I have, like, I can have breakfast and then have one cup and I'm fine. But I've noticed that if I have more than one in a day, I'll have heartburn that day. And I have to kind of monitor that because I did have gallbladder removal surgery in 2017. And so I always have to be like conscious of heartburn because it happens easier for me. So, you know, I just, that's something that like, I love a warm, cozy drink in the morning, but coffee first thing is just not the best. So bone broth has kind of replaced that for me. And like I said, I'm already a soup girl. I'm already a broth girl, but I do just add a few little spices and it's just so nice. I get my incense going. I get my music on. I sit and I read my tarot cards and I have my little bone broth and it's just like my morning moments. And I've really been enjoying that, especially in these colder months. Now, I will also say, like, for bone broth specifics, the only one I've currently tried is the organic one from Trader Joe's. So I haven't tried the Kettle Fire bone broth, so I can't really attest if it's any good, but the one that I've tried is from Trader Joe's and I like it. The next thing on my list is actually a drink concoction that was recommended.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To me by Gracie Norton, Gracie_Norton on TikTok and Instagram. She is probably one of my favorite wellness creators. Her and Mimi Bouchard are like two people that I just really, they could make anything and I would want to see what they were up to because they just really inspire me to be invested in my own wellness. And Gracie Norton, one of her favorite drinks that she's always making on her TikTok, she fucking influenced me, okay, it's a mixture of the Power of Seven Purple Juice, which this is a juice you can get at Trader Joe's. It's got no sugar added, so all the sugar in it is just like natural from the juices, which I always appreciate. And it's a blend of organic pomegranate juice, tart cherry juice, mulberry juice, red grape juice, purple carrot juice, cranberry juice, and blueberry juice, all like organic ingredients. And you basically do, I like to do it in a wine glass because it makes me feel special. I'll put a little bit of ice into my wine glass, pour half the wine glass full of juice, and then I'll top it with half a glass of sparkling mineral water. And it doesn't taste like alcohol, of course, because there's no alcohol in it, but it does give this flavor profile. I think it's because of the grape juice, to be honest, that like I feel like I'm drinking a sassy little bubbly wine. And it like it doesn't have like an alcohol burn or an alcohol acidity, but it does give me this illusion of like, oh, I'm drinking a fancy cocktail, but it's like actually good for me and it's rich in antioxidants. So love that. That has been a fun favorite. And I actually just ran out of the juice today and I need to go and purchase more because amazing. And it sucks because I live farther away from Trader Joe's than I used to. And I have to drive like, actually, I don't know if I'm going to give times because doxing, but like I have to drive a little bit to go there. But next time I go, I'm going to get like three of them because they're shelf stable. Now, the next thing I want to say on my wellness list is Vital Protein Collagen Peptides. It's Vital Farms Protein Collagen Peptides. Now, I know what you're thinking. Chloe, you just told us you don't eat red meat. You don't fuck with the cow. I actually looked into this because I was like, wait, is this bad for your heart? Should I not consume this? And it's not actually the collagen that's bad for the heart. It's the like actual red meat. So, something to do with like all of that, but the collagen aspect has actually been found to be good for your heart. So I do technically fuck a little bit with not red meat, but collagen peptides specifically. And here's the thing I want you to know about the protein collagen peptides. Most people drink it for the hair, skin, and nails benefit. I'm going to tell you something right now. To my knowledge, at this time, there is no actual proof that collagen peptides do anything to improve the skin or nails or hair. That I am aware of. I have actually dug into this. Nothing in my schooling taught me about this. But the thing that I will tell you, especially if you're an inflamed baby, if you've got a lot of autoimmune stuff going on, please always make sure you're getting the appropriate testing and you're speaking to a doctor because not every autoimmune disease is the same. And this is why I told you in the beginning of the episode, yes, I'm about to be certified in nutrition, with that emphasis, but I'm not your nutritionist. I don't have your medical chart in front of me, and I don't know what you need. But when it comes to vital protein, collagen, peptides, they have the fatty acid chains in them that can actually really benefit you if you have a specific set of autoimmune disease conditions. Not every autoimmune disease is the same. Some people that would have adverse effects for. So that's why I said, like, if this is something you're wanting to think about, check with your doctor, because it can actually benefit you, but for some people with certain conditions, it can have the adverse reaction. So always be checking with your doctor to see what you need. Make sure you're getting your, like, all of those things tested appropriately. But the other thing I want to say about these is I love them because I found out also through school that my protein intake needs to be significantly higher, especially because I have autoimmune diseases. So my protein intake needs to be, like, quite large. I want to say it's like something like 50 to 60 some odd grams of protein based on my height, weight, conditions, all this other stuff. And with this, I honestly like the vital protein, collagen, peptides because I enjoy that it tastes like nothing. I put it in my coffee, I blend it up. It's not chunky, you don't taste it, and I just gave myself 21 extra grams of protein in my coffee. There's no chalkiness, there's literally no flavor. It tastes like nothing, and it dissolves into hot drinks so well that I drink it for the protein benefit, which I know some people will just tell you, oh, you just bought really expensive protein powder or fancy protein powder. You know what? I'm okay with that. I like the fatty acid chains that it gives to my body, and I also love the protein benefit, especially now that I've learned that I have not been meeting my protein needs for several years. So especially because I don't eat red meat either, and I'm pretty picky about the meat I do consume, I really need to, like, have sources of protein in my diet that are not just coming specifically from eating fish all the time or chicken all the time. So that's why I enjoy it. I don't notice, and I have not noticed, skin benefits, nail benefits, hair benefits. I have literally just used it as a protein source and to get those fatty acid chains. So that's what I'm going to say about that. And the brand is Vital Farms, and it's protein, collagen, peptides. The final thing I want to say on that before we move on to the next wellness favorite is really make sure if you're looking for protein peptides, collagen protein peptides, you don't have to go with Vital Farms. They are one of the most well-known brands on the market right now, and I like them. But something I noticed when I was at Costco, I'm a label reading bitch, okay? I love reading a label. Even since I was in, like, high school and I did my first health class, I am a label reading bitch. I love reading ingredients. I love learning about what's in shit. It makes me happy. And I was sitting and comparing all the different peptides that are out there and the ones that at least Costco carried. And I noticed that Vital Farms was the only one that was the only ingredient was the peptides. There was no extra bullshit mixed in. There was no sugar. There was no flavor. It was literally one ingredient. And I really appreciated that. So just want y'all to know, I'm going to put that out there for you, that please know that not all collagen protein peptides are made equal, and make sure you're looking at those labels, because obviously do what you want. I don't believe in good foods or bad foods, and I never want you to get into this habit of having disordered ways of looking at food, but especially when you're supplementing, check with your doctor and then read ingredient labels, because sometimes the shit they put in our stuff out here is nonsense. Okay, moving on to the fourth wellness favorite. I have been living for lymphatic drainage facials. Now, I don't go and get this done anywhere. I just give it to myself. So it takes literally 5 minutes of your time or less, and it's something to just kind of add into your skincare routine. Now, this, again, if you struggle with autoimmune diseases or you have a lot of inflammation in the body, this can be helpful for you. For me, I do deal with what is called moon face, which is where your face is just like I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm a big girl. I'm a fat girl. I'm not afraid of the word fat. I have extra fat on my body. Like, that's fine. I love myself where I am. But when it comes to moon face, it's also that, like, your body will retain fluid in the face, and it's because your lymph nodes aren't draining it out. So this is not everybody, of course. Like, I think I also have more fat in my face because I have more fat on my body. But I do notice that when I do lymphatic drainage facials, even if, like, I just have to be consistent with it is the thing. I notice that there's a difference in the puffiness of my face. So it's very easy to do. I actually did it for you on the YouTube video that went out where I talk about Saturn in Pisces. And then there's another video that went out on March 7th. It was also the last podcast that went out. But if you watch the video, I actually do it for you on camera, the entire facial. So you, like, open your lymph nodes and then you rub your face in specific directions with certain different fingers or hand motions. And it helps to drain any fluid retention down into the lymph nodes. So really, and it just, like, feels good. It feels really good when you do it. So it just, like, is a nice little self-care practice that can benefit you with, like, de-puffing your face. So something that I've just really been loving. If you want to see somebody else do it, once again, Gracie_Norton on TikTok, on Instagram. She has several videos, little, like, snippets of her showing you how to do it. I'm pretty sure you can look it up on YouTube too. You could just put in lymphatic drainage at home and somebody has made a video, I guarantee it. But it just feels really good. It feels nice little self-care practice, a good way to love on yourself. I actually did it to my husband the other day and he loved it. He was like, this feels so good. Now, keeping the lymphatic drainage facial in mind, the next wellness favorites, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if this is crunchy approved. It's not crunchy rich anti approved in the sense that I'm not so sure about the ingredients. So take this one with a grain of salt. I do not strive for perfection in every area of my life when it comes to wellness. I'm a firm believer that, like, just try to make changes where you can. This is just something that feels luxurious to me, and I'm going to use the entire bottle until I'm out. I'm pretty sure the ingredients are like relatively clean though, but it is the Camilla Face Oil from Tatcha. It's an oil that I bought forever ago, and then I just, like, never used it. I was like, oh yeah, just casually drops $90 on this really bougie face oil and then never fucking uses it. So recently, I've been pulling it out to use for lymphatic drainage, and I've just been putting it on my face. It smells really good, which I know for some people, if you have really sensitive skin, scents can be more damaging than not. So just keep that in mind. It does have, like, actual, I want to say it's like 24 karat gold flecks in it. And I think that's why it's so expensive, but it just feels good. It feels luxurious. It feels bougie. It makes me feel like a queen, and that's why I use it. But it's just been a favorite of mine, and I'm putting it on here even though I'm not 1000% sure on all of the ingredients, because to me, sometimes things that are just good for your soul can also be wellness related. And to me, that's part of it. So moving on, next thing, this is another face item, skincare item. I am obsessed with the Peter Thomas Roth Hyaluronic Cloud Hydra Gel Eye Patches. I have tried every single one of the different patches that Peter Thomas Roth makes, and honorable mention for the 24 karat gold ones. Those ones are really luxurious too, and I really love them. But I think out of all of them, my favorite are the Hydra Cloud ones. They just feel like they give my under eyes like a oomph. Like, I just, they feel like smoothed out. My fine lines aren't as noticeable afterwards. They feel luxurious. And I feel like they, like, stay wetter longer, if that makes sense, like, than the other ones. I feel like they actually really hydrate my under eyes, and they just feel good. So I keep them in my little skincare fridge over by my vanity, and they are serving. Okay. They are serving. They make me feel good and luxurious. And I feel like Peter Thomas Roth just does eye jellies well. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, they're like the little patches that you can put under your eyes and just like chill. You know, you could put them in your fridge so they're nice and cold. And I honestly feel like when I use them consistently, I see a difference in my under eye wrinkles. Now, I do want to say, I also think wrinkles are 100% normal. You do not need to avoid getting wrinkles. I think aging is a beautiful thing. But again, kind of like with the Camilla face oil that I was talking about, they just make me feel luxurious. They're good for my soul. Even if they did jack shit nothing for my under eyes, I would still buy them and use them because they just feel good. It is a pleasurable and luxurious experience. And as a Taurus sun, I love a self-care, pleasurable, luxurious experience. But I also have noticed that they do benefit my under eyes. So just to make it clear though, aging is a beautiful thing. We don't need to avoid it. We have a really sick culture around how we don't let women in particular age, and or anybody female presenting age. It really fucking bothers me. But like I said, even if it did none of that for me, I would pay the money to have them just because it feels good. So yes, Peter Thomas Roth, Hyaluronic Cloud, Hydrogel Eye Patches, beautiful thing. The next thing I want to talk about is something that I feel like every crunchy mom is into this shit. I am not. Like, I do not worship the cults of oil diffusing. I think it's cool, but I don't like, I feel like sometimes it's one of those things that like feels like a cult, you know, like everybody's into doTERRA or Young Living. It feels very cult-like. So I'm not into the cult. I'm not into the cult of crunchy. Okay. This is why I'm crunchy anti. I'm crunchy rich anti, because I don't want to be in the cult of crunchy. I feel like I'm only like 30% crunchy, maybe 40% crunchy, and like 60% rich and luxurious. But oil diffusing, I have been really enjoying. Now, I don't have any of those fancy dancy oils from Young Living or doTERRA. I actually found a company on Amazon that I know we all hate Amazon. They're terrible for the environment, but the oils from Revive, which I think you can get them from Revive's website as well. You don't have to go through Amazon if you don't want to, which I fully support your decision to consciously shop. But I also believe that we live in an economy that not everybody can afford to make conscious choices. So I also support you if you need to go through Amazon to buy shit. I know I certainly do. So there, that's on period, okay? But I've been loving oil diffusing. Now, the first thing I will say is my oil diffuser is from Target, and I have had Young Living oil diffusers in the past. When I lived in Utah, I had several of them. And the difference to me is the Target one is better. I know, messy. And I'm sorry if you're somebody that loves oil diffusing and you're like religiously into Young Living or doTERRA. I'm not trying to shit on you. I know those products are good. I've used at least Young Living before, and their products were really good. However, their oil diffusers, they're on for 30 minutes and then they shut off. My girl from Target, let me just tell you, this bitch will run all fucking day. Like, literally, I will put this oil diffuser on in the morning. She will be on for 12 hours diffusing. And I do feel like it holds a lot more water. And also, I'll put like 20 to 30 drops in my diffuser because it's a big tank. Also, it's cute. It's like half gold, and then the top of it is like this bubble that looks like an iridescent bubble. It's really cute. I want to say I got it for like $30. And the oils that I use, again, from Amazon, they're from this company called Revive. The thing I like about the oils from them is that they have blends that are very similar to the ones that I've used from Young Living. So like Stress Away from Young Living, they have a Stress Easy blend that smells identical. I want to say it's like, it's not Cold Guard. Thieves from Young Living. Thieves, they have one from Revive called Immunity Boost that smells just like Thieves. So I feel like if you're really into the cult of crunchy oils, maybe give this one a try. The oils are cheaper. They are high quality. I have tested them and like them myself. And as I stated, the oil diffuser diffuses for fucking ever. None of this shuts off at 30 minutes shit. It'll be literally 12 hours. And also, of course, be careful with essential oils. I always diffuse in a closed room with like a window cracked. I don't diffuse around my animals ever because I don't always know which ingredients are safe for pets or not. And that is really important to me. So like, please always make sure that you are either looking into that to see what is safe or keeping your animals out of harm, children out of harm. Just, you know, make sure you're doing all the things and taking care of yourself too. But I've really been enjoying that. I've been loving it. Feels wellness related because to me it's like aromatherapy. And don't get me wrong, I love my candles, but I've been feeling lately like, especially Bath and Body Works, because I know that those are not the best. We've actually recently found out that there's actually a lot of harmful shit in candles, but I've just been finding that aside, even that sometimes the Bath and Body Works candles are a little too extreme for me. I can't burn them all day because they start to hurt my eyes. They start to bother me. And this wasn't something that I used to experience. I don't know if it's, I honestly don't know what it is. I don't know why it happens, but I feel like I just almost can't tolerate it anymore. And this is not me saying I'm never going to buy a Bath and Body Works candle again, because I probably will, but I feel like I'm ready to like expand my horizons, try new options with candles. And in the meantime, I've really just been enjoying oil diffusing. I love the Stress Away blend or Stress Easy. I love the Immunity Boost blend from Revive. And I also really love anything that's just like, I love like a peppermint and oil blend or an oil, no, a peppermint and orange blend where it's like 60 to 70% orange with like 20, 30% peppermint. Oh, it's like such a good morning wake you up blend. And it just like feels good. It feels joyful. So those are all fantastic. We love her. I will leave you some links down below for that if you're interested in like my specific diffuser, because she is a workhorse, let me tell you. And I'll leave like the oil shop down below too. Now, number 8 on my list is this one I actually thought was so cute. Like, you know that you're over 30 when you're just done with extremes. Like, I've talked to y'all about this before. I think in like a favorites video on my YouTube channel I put out last summer, I want to say. I put out a favorites video where I talked to y'all about like the toothpaste that I love, which that's not, the toothpaste is not it today. I've already told y'all about the toothpaste that I love. But I just feel like being over 30, I've really realized that I don't like extremes. Like, I don't like drinking extremely. I don't like extreme smells. I don't like extreme toothpaste. I don't like, you know how motherfuckers will really be out here like, I want a quad Trenta espresso brown sugar birthday cake in a cup. No. I literally just want a cold brew with a splash of almond milk and a pump of vanilla, and I will be happy. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like being over 30, I'm so over the extreme punch you in the face everything. And I really enjoy things that are just simple, vanilla, if you will. And this to me is such the epitome. This next thing is the epitome of that. And that is just plain tapered candles. Just plain white tapered candles. Like, beeswax is great. Soy wax is great. I like putting them in my little IKEA stands. I have some IKEA stands that I'll put them in. And I like to just light them for myself. Like, they look nice on a dinner table too, but I like to just light them for myself, have this little ambiance moment when I'm drinking my bone broth in the morning. I've got my little taper candles lit with no scent, scent free. And I'm just chilling, right? I'm chilling. I'm enjoying this like cute romantic ambiance of candlelight. And I'm just romanticizing my life. So I feel like that is like such a wellness hack. Is sounds super basic, simple, but I love it. We love a tapered candle moment. And just like putting them anywhere. I like putting them in my little stands, just out on my coffee table, my kitchen table. I like bringing them into my office, and I will literally set them up while I'm reading tarot cards and just enjoy that moment with myself and just romanticize that I'm here, I'm alive, I'm breathing, I have a healthy body, and I work for myself. Like, that is enough in every day for me to live a beautiful life. And I'm just like, so like, I'm sorry, I don't know why this is turning into a gratitude moment, but I feel like I've really learned over the course of the last 3 years that simplicity is like very beautiful. And that to me is, it is, it's very simple, but it's cute and I love it. Now, number 9, this is an oldie but a goodie for me. That is my Dreams of Gaia tarot deck. Now, let me tell you about this tarot deck, because if you don't have it already, it is a tarot deck that I bought it because my bestie had it. And y'all know me, I see a tarot deck, I gotta snatch that shit up immediately. But Dreams of Gaia, she was one of the first tarot decks I ever purchased. And she's good. Like, if you don't know how to read tarot, this is, and you love psychology, you love psychology and spirituality together, this, and I'll link it down below for you. Anything I'm talking about, I'm going to hit you with a link. But this deck is just so, you can't read it wrong. Like, it gives so much information in the guidebook that it literally cannot be read wrong. And I feel like it's such a good deck for personal self-development, because it helps you to really dive into your own psyche and using the tarot almost as more of like a tool to advance into yourself, to not challenge yourself, but like just to open a conversation and a dialogue with yourself and your own inner world and who you are and who you came here to be. There are so many excellent ways to use this deck. And it's one that I've just been recently reconnecting with that I used really early in my practice, especially when I first got into witchcraft. It was like my favorite deck that I had. And I've been just like really revisiting it and sitting with it. And I just want to encourage you to check it out. If you feel like you, even if you know tarot, I feel like it's a good deck to have, but it's one that, especially if you don't know how to read tarot, but you want something for yourself, it's a really great deck to invest in. And the last thing on my list that I have absolutely been loving lately is Meditative Mind Music on YouTube. Their channel is all like binaural beats and sound bath music, and they're long. Like, they have one for the root chakra that's like 6 hours long, and I'll just put that on in the morning when I've lit my candles and I've got my bone broth and my eye jellies and my journal with me, and I'll just turn on like really nice chakra music, whatever chakra feels like it needs balancing. If it's all of them, they make music that goes through each one over the course of several hours. And I'll just play it throughout my house. And when I tell you it makes a difference, it really, really, really does. I feel like it is one of the best ways to effortlessly help you balance your chakras. And it just feels good. It feels good, right? We get the aromatherapy out, the candles out, the bone broth out, the eye jellies out. We're doing our lymphatic drainage facial. Like, it is just, oh, you've got your like meditative mind music on. That is just like my perfect morning. Silence, maybe petting a couple of cats. It is just so good. And it feels so good. Like, you're going to feel so pampered and so well taken care of if you give to yourself in any of these ways. And that is all of my current wellness favorites. I hope you enjoyed this. If you're interested in anything, none of this is sponsored. Some of the links might be affiliate links if I have them. I always try to include them. But if I don't have an affiliate link, I usually will write something in the description about it, or I will get you just like the normal link. So definitely check it out if you want to. And please know that your wellness journey is always going to look different than mine. What works for my body isn't always going to work for your body. And just make sure that you are really honoring yourself, whether you implement any of these things or you don't. My goal is not to strong arm or convince anyone to live the way that I live, but it is to share the things that bring beauty to my life and hope that even one of these things, if you decide to implement or have it in your life, can do that for you too. And I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please do not forget, when you stand on your own authenticity, you empower everyone around you to do the same. And don't forget to leave a review or answer the what did you think of the episode down below if you're on Spotify or Apple. I want to say there's reviews in other places too, but those are the two that I have access to. So definitely make sure that you interact with the podcast, because we are trying to reach those 1 million people this year. And if you want to help support any more than you already are just by listening, and you have some extra love to share, I always want to encourage and direct you to my Patreon, where you get extra content from me every single week. There is stuff coming up there. We have community nights. I love my Patreon community. It literally is the reason that this podcast still runs. So thank you to all of my patrons as well. And I just love you so much. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Bye.